filmmaker Karen Hayes is here to talk about her new short film, Clean Hands, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you, Charlotte?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us about your short film, Clean Hands.
Clean Hands is about a couple who are dealing with trouble and tragedy in their life. They are newlyweds, and they are dealing with a terminally ill parent who is homophobic and hostile. And it's about their struggle to maintain their commitment, and it really tests the strength of their marriage.
What was your inspiration for producing it?
My inspiration usually comes from a lot of different places. I would say the kernel for this story was I wanted to tell a story about a family or a marriage, a couple who believe in different things. One is very spiritual. Anna is very spiritual, whereas Kirsten is not. And I wanted to tell that story, the struggle of that. And that was the kernel of it. And it just ballooned from there. And, you know, a storytelling where you have to, you know, have antagonists and all that. So Paul came in, and, you know, there are a lot of different things. There are a lot of themes in the film. So I would just say that the kernel was from my idea of telling a story about a couple who were not, as they say, evenly yoked.
What would you like to accomplish with this film?
I would like to accomplish a lot of things. I've been producing quite a bit of projects, and this is my first short film. And this is kind of me delving into the film world, you know, kind of dipping my toe in. So it's my first project where it's not a series. And ideally, I would love to do it as a feature film. And it actually started off as a feature film, and hopefully we'll get there in the future.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I would say that with that, I definitely put my money where my mouth is, so to speak. I definitely only support companies that support LGBT issues. I don't go to the Chick-fil-A's of the world. I definitely do that, as well as when I create stories, I try to create characters that not just for LGBT, but also black characters that you don't always see in the world. People have their singular view. And I want to show that we are very vast and different, and we're just like you.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see all civil rights, everyone to have the same civil rights. And I know that the big focus is on marriage, and that's a good place to start, but people lose their jobs because of their sexuality. So, I mean, I think that's maybe a little bit more, I wouldn't say important, but it has more of an impact, in my opinion, than marriage. That would be my focus. Like, I would love to see equality in the workplace now, not in a few years, but now. And hopefully that will happen next year or very soon.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
The first thing is, you know, obviously, you know, stick it out. It does get better. It sounds cliche, and maybe it is at this point, but it's the truth. It does get better. And the other thing is, the more immediate thing is, you know, find a community. Find someone to talk to. When you realize that you're not alone, it will be better. It'll be easier to be who you are if you know that you're loved. And sticking it out, you'll find that family that you're looking for who will be arms open, looking, waiting to love you. That's what I would say.
How can people get information about Clean Hands?
We have a website, hardlyworkingent.com. We also are on Twitter and on Facebook. It's hardlyworkingtv. And on Facebook.com/HardlyWorkingTV. And I'm very open. So it's me behind the profile, and just ask any questions or check out the website for more info.
What other projects are you working on?
Clean Hands is going to be released Friday on the 22nd, and you'll be able to check it out at realhouse.org. And I'm also in the middle of the second season of Entangled With You, a web series about two roommates who become roommates after they both suffer heartache when they separate from their partners. And it's a drama, comedy, a fun show that you can watch at youtube.com/HardlyWorkingTV. And I'm always working on new projects. I hope to do more films like Clean Hands and for online. And my next big thing is going to be a feature, hopefully in 2015, if I can make it all come together.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I actually have multiple. I would just give you my top three, and they're pretty short. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. I ask not for a lighter burden, but broader shoulders. And there is no testimony without a test. It means for me that it's hard now, but if you stick it out, you can overcome. And I try to be as strong as I can, and I know that sometimes I or other people may break down, and, you know, there's a time for that. But if you manage to get through it, you'll be better for it. It's basically the idea that if you can suffer through the storm, it'll be a rainbow at the end of it.